Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of our wonderful listeners on today. I know you were probably wondering, why am I listening to Diana Ross? Well, I thought this was Prophetically Speaking Blog Talk Radio Show. It is. Today we are talking about such an exciting topic, such an exciting subject, and we're going to be getting started, and we're going to be talking today about coming out. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and give our shout-outs. Prophetess Jenkins, go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank God for you listening today. I just want to give a shout-out to my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer, and just stating that God has been so good to me and to us. I give a shout-out to my pastors, Bishop Harold and Senior Pastor Clarion Klein, all the elders and the minister of the church, my family, my siblings, my sisters. I have 5 sisters, 6 brothers. I give a shout for my family that God will continue to bless us. And none other than the host of this show, Prophet Tanothi Abaka. I thank God for your leadership. I thank God for your obedience to Christ. Amen.
Amen. And I'm so excited to be with you all again once more on this awesome Tuesday afternoon. The weather is a little bit dreary here, but you know, I have my confession and I stick to it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm being glad in. I want to give all praise and honor to God, my Lord, my Savior, honor even to the Holy Spirit, you know, because they are 3 in 1. I want to thank God again for my family, as I always do. That's been such a blessing to me, assisting me with the raising of my son. And on that note, Jenkins, today is my baby's 11th birthday, and so I have a little surprise plan for him that he doesn't know about. So I'm just so excited today that God has blessed me to see 11 years of being a mother. I am proud to be a mother. I love to be a mother. It's one of my favorite things in the world. It's the mother, my son. And so I just thank God for him. And then I thank God for my wonderful church, the Harvest Time Church family. Thank God for our awesome bishop, Bishop Shelton Beatty. He's 1 in a million. And I just thank God for everything that God is doing at the Harvest Time Church. And Prophet Jenkins, I'm just so excited about the word that God has given us to share with our listeners on today. I'm just so, so, so excited. And I was in prayer and I was meditating and always ask God, what do we need to talk about? I always ask God, what is it that he wants us to share with our listeners? And woman of God, he began to deal with me about birthing. He began to deal with me about the word called due. You know, due season. And you know, whenever we're pregnant, there's a time after we've carried the baby for so long, after we have walked around and we've been pregnant and we are good and showing, you know, that, you know, Prophet Jenkins, one of the things about being pregnant is that there are sometimes when you can become pregnant and for a very long time nobody even knows you're pregnant. Nobody can even tell that you're carrying anything. Nobody even knows that there's anything inside of your belly because your belly is still flat. Everything still looks the same. But then after you have carried that thing for some time, there comes a time and a point where you don't have to say anything to anybody. You know, you can't deny it. You can't say that it's not true. It is what it is. You are very, very much pregnant. And when you get into your last trimester, not only are you extremely pregnant, but in that last trimester is when you get the biggest, you gain the most weight. it's more visible than it's ever been visible before. Everyone from miles away can see that you are carrying something on the inside of you. Everybody can tell that there's something growing, that there's something that's getting ready to come out of you. And you know, woman of God, it's something about when you get to that last trimester, everything begins to grow. I remember when I had my son early, but when I got into that eighth month, they took my son. When I was 8 months pregnant, I had to have an emergency cesarean. But I remember even when I got to the 8 month, my nose got bigger, my lips got bigger, my cheeks were more round. Everything about me was round. My body looked like a giant, just roundness. Everyone knew, no matter how much I could have tried to deny it, no matter how I could have said, no, I'm not pregnant, I ate too much, or I'm gaining weight. There's something about being pregnant that is so different from any type of normal weight gain. And when we look at this thing in the spirit realm, woman of God, I'm just at the point of celebrating. I'm celebrating. And I love the word that God gave us on today, because this is the day that my son was born. This is the day that I brought forth new life into the world. And so not only am I excited about the natural birthing that God blessed me to bring forth, but I'm excited about the word that God has given us. Woman of God, this is due season. This is time for us to give birth to the thing that we've been carrying. We can no longer deny it. We can't hide it. We can't pretend that it's not there. It's there. It is ready to come forth. It has been growing. It has been nurtured. It has been getting bigger and bigger. And now it's time for it to come forth. How do we take that and reciprocate it and bring it into a natural terminology? Simply put, it's time for your breakthrough. Now, woman of God, what I want to do before we go any further, I want to read our virtue values. I want to read our power word. And from there, I want to step out of the way and give you a moment to share something about our topic on today. Amen?
Okay.
So for those of you that are listening, and had the opportunity to look at the TB Ministries Facebook page, you will see that our power word for today is the word do, D-U-E. The definition to that particular word is old at present, having reached the date for payment. Woman of God, I'm riding in my car. And as I'm riding in my car, I can look and I can see I have an inspection sticker. And those inspection stickers have a due date. And on the inspection sticker, it may say the number 5, and it may say the year of 2015. It may say the number 10, the year of 2015. But whatever the due date is, when the 5th or the 10th month of that year arrives, that sticker is outdated. And you've got to get that sticker removed, and you've got to put a new sticker in its place. One of the things that God revealed to me is that it is due season. Many of us have been walking around, and we have been carrying something for a long time, but it's time for it to come out because it's your due season. Now, in our virtue values, in Genesis 18 and 14, it reads, is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son. Let me begin by welcoming you to your new season, a season that will be referred to as your due season. I can't help but to refer to the process of pregnancy when I meditate on this wonderful word. As expectant mothers, we oftentimes look forward to and anticipate our date of delivery. Pregnancy has many momentous moments. However, pregnancy can also become very heavy and weighty. There are times when the joy you once experienced at the onset of one's conception dissipates. Delivery and relief now become your constant daydream. God says your time has now arrived. The thing you carry around with you every day and everywhere has now been positioned to crown and to break through. That is self-explanatory. Woman of God, I'm going to let you talk because I am so excited. When the Lord gave this to me, woman of God, I've been in a place of celebration all day because it is time, it is due season for God to bring forth manifestation into the lives of his people. Go forth, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You gave a perfect example of a pregnancy when you began talking earlier about when a woman gets pregnant, she carries that baby for a time. And that due season, that baby has to come out. And I begin to think about Ecclesiastes 3:1. It says, for everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So there's a time and a season for everything that involves us in our walk with the Lord. We must know that God has a appointed time, due season for certain things to happen in our lives. He has a appointed time for us to step into our calling, walk into the fullness of his promises he has given us. We must understand that God works in seasons. So that we look at the season of the world, summer, fall, spring, and winter. Those are all seasons. And every season that comes around is a different climate, a different atmosphere. It's something different that happens in those seasons. And it's the same thing with God. When God, you begin to go into a season that God has called you to walk into, there's going to be some changes that's going to happen. There's going to be some shift in the spirit that's going to take place. So we have to know that when the season changes, so like a woman knows that she's ready to deliver, it's something in her body that gives her warning. Either a water breakthrough, she has a breakthrough in water, or the cramps, the pain begin to stop, and she knows, hey, it's time to bring this baby to fullness. It's time for me to deliver the child I've been carrying for 9 months. So I thank God for that word due. Everything is due. When you look at the word due, and you talk about that, it's something that's old, something that haven't reached the date for payment. When a woman comes into labor, it's her due time. It's the time that she has to walk. So we must understand the spiritual part of our walk with Christ, that there are seasons in our life that we will have to walk, and we have to change with the season. Just like in a natural season, when winter comes, you put on coats. When spring comes, summer comes, you put on bikinis, and you go to the beach. Everything happens for a reason. Everything, Ecclesiastes talks about there's nothing new under the sun. We must be very sensitive to the Spirit of God when he said there's a season. Walk into my season. I'm changing the things in your life. I'm shifting some things in your life. You have to be able to hear the voice of God and change with the season that God has brought forth in your life. So I'm learning next. I began to think about a brief testimony. My grandson, this weekend I drove to Dallas and married my grandson. So I've been witnessing to him for a long time about him and his girlfriend and how they needed he had a baby. And I said, you need to make things right, not in the sight of God. I said, you need to marry the girl. You know, if you love her like you say you love her, let's make things right. So he called me 2 weeks before the wedding and said, Mama, I'm going to marry. I said, okay, give me a date. He said, I'll call you in another week. He called me the week before the wedding and said, the wedding is May 16th. So there was no notice, but I had to shift into that season because I had been witnessing to him, telling about the goodness of God and what God promised and how you walk into his goodness and shift into the place that God wants you to be. And I just shifted my gear and prepared myself to do that which I had been talking to him about. And I drove to Dallas and married him. And what a blessed, blessed occasion. So we have to be prepared to move when God says to move. Shift into the season that he's calling you to. You got to be listening to his voice, amen, to know what he's saying. being sensitive to the Spirit of God, knowing what God has for your life. We pray a whole lot of time. We ask God for a whole lot of things, but when they approach us, we don't know how to receive it. And that's not good. You know, we have to be able to hear him, shift into that room, and move with God. Amen?
Amen, amen. And that is a mouthful, because when it comes to birthing something new, there's a shifting that is involved. I was sharing with someone on today, one of the members at my church just recently had a new baby. He and his wife just gave birth to a wonderful new little baby. And we were just swapping stories, and I was sharing about how once I had my son, I remember when he came home and his dad was working, and I was there trying to get up and down with the Sicilian and trying to do all I needed to do to take care of the baby, but life completely shifted. It was no longer all about me. Life then became about what I just gave birth to.
Amen.
That was a whole lot. I felt that in my spirit because, see, so many times, as you stated, we're looking for the new things to occur. We're looking for the new birthings. We're looking for God to manifest himself. But at the same time, we've got to be ready to fix our heart and our mind and our focus on what it is that we're giving birth to. Because now, when you're at this birthplace, when you're at the pace of pushing forth something new, life changes. Life is no longer going to be the same. There's going to be a new cry in the house. There's going to be a whole nother issue that needs your attention. There's going to be bottles that have to be made. You have to nurture this thing. You have to take care of it. You have to love it. You have to be there for it, because now you are becoming mother to something brand new. Now, to some of us, to some individuals, you may be about to give birth to a natural child.
Mm.
Some, you may be about to give birth to a brand new business. Somebody
yeah.
may be giving birth to a brand new home. Somebody may be giving birth to a brand new relationship. Someone may be on the verge of about to get married. Someone, you may be on the verge of a new friendship, a new car, new adventures. Whatever it is that you are on the birthing table pushing forth, you've got to be prepared for whatever comes along with that. And these are some of the topics that we're going to be talking about over the next month. It will be ludicrous of us to think that we will be able to get all these wonderful revelations out to you on today in a short time frame. But, woman of God, I'm just so excited about this season, because one of the things God began to deal with me about, and I myself can look, and I remember, woman of God, when I first found out I was pregnant, that was a different feeling that I got.
Yeah.
And for a while, I was able to entertain that I didn't show. You really couldn't tell. You didn't see anything. But then I remembered the day when I was at home. I had a few feelings that accompanied my pregnancy. At first, I kind of gotten sad because I just wasn't sure that this was the right moment. I just got my mind settled that I was at the age of 32. I had not had children, and I felt like, okay, well, maybe this is just how it's going to be. I've become a parent, and I just had my mind set that, okay, I'm just going to do what I need to do right now. Well, I went to the doctor, found out I was 6 weeks pregnant. So I had a couple of different emotions that I had to go through. First, I did get a little bit depressed because I had to realize that it was no longer all about me. Life was changing. No more shoes. I had to do some new things. So after I went through that, property, I was laying in my bed one night. And I remember after months had gone by, I felt something go from one side of my stomach to the other. Baby moving inside of me. And I felt him go from the right side of my stomach to the left side of my stomach. I could feel him moving in my body. And for the first time when I felt that, woman of God, I was so absolutely intrigued that it was at that very moment that I fell in love with my son.
Amen.
I fell in love with him, and I began to touch my stomach all the time because I wanted to feel him move. I remember feeling my baby get in my stomach, and he would get in a knot, and one side of my stomach would be bigger than the other because he would just get in a fetal position, and he would just be all in a knot on one side of my stomach. And I remember I could push in that part of my belly and kind of wake him up, and he would move over a little bit. All of these different emotions that I entertained while I was pregnant. But once I got to the point to where I had entertained these feelings and my stomach began to grow even larger, and I had gotten gestational diabetes, and stomach had gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and so it finally got to the point I went to Bible study one day, one evening. No, it wasn't Bible study. I was at Sunday morning worship, and I was sitting in my seat, and everyone was coming over, and they were, you know, noticing how my belly had gotten so big, and they were like, wow, you know, it's time for the baby to come. And I said to them, because woman of God, I had gotten so big, and I had gotten weary, and couldn't, you know, I didn't want to buy any more clothes. I said, this is enough. My feet, I normally wear 8.5. At that point, woman of God, I had gotten so swollen. My foot was, I was able to put on a size 11. I had gotten so miserable that I just could not take any more. And even though I'd entertained all these wonderful feelings at the pretty stage, my hair was growing. That was my pretty stage. My skin was so clear in the pretty stages. And all of a sudden, when I started getting towards the end, what used to be fun then became weighty and miserable. And I was so ready to have my son. I told the people at church that day, I said, you guys will not see me again. They said, why not? I said, because I have a doctor's appointment this coming Wednesday. I said, and when I go to my doctor's appointment, I said, they're going to have to take this baby. So I just can't take no more. Woman of God, when I went back to my doctor's appointment, that's when they had did some tests and they got results, and the results showed that I had toxemia in my body, and they needed to do an emergency cesarean to get the baby out and to make sure that we would both be okay. And so, woman of God, I wound up having to have an emergency cesarean at that moment. After I had the emergency cesarean, they gave me the baby. I saw my baby. And I fell in love with him all over again. But as we're pregnant with things and as we begin to go forward in our pregnancy, sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we've carried that thing for so long until we get to the point to where we just can't take anymore. And we get to the point to where we are just ready for this baby to come forth. We're ready for this baby to come out. We're ready to give birth to what it is that's been on the inside of us. And woman of God, I believe that even as we are on these airwaves right now, that's where many of our listeners are. That's where many of us are walking through the process. We're, you know, some of us are experiencing breasts and hicks. It is just time for us to give birth to the very thing that we have been carrying for so long. And so, woman of God, I am just at this point where I'm just ready. I'm telling you, ready to give birth to the thing that God has impregnated me with. And I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, pregnancy has not always been that pretty thing. You know, sometimes pregnancy gets to the point to where it gets kind of ugly. Sometimes pregnancy, you know, you go through the pretty stages, but then you go through those stages where I'm ready to get this thing out. I'm ready to give birth. I'm ready to do what you know, to get this thing out of me. And so it's like when we get to that point, it's just time for us to, you know, give birth. We're on the birthing table. And so, woman of God, just let me hear what you have to say about that.
Hallelujah. Even like you just said, birthing, giving birth to a baby is not always easy. Even in the spiritual things, we might go through some trials and tribulations to get to that place to birth. It's a training. It's a life. It's things begin to happen that trying to hinder you from bringing forth the vision in the birth that God has given you, what God has given you to bring to to fullness, you begin to go through a lot of things, and here comes doubt, sometimes unbelief stepping in. You think, well, I wonder if God is with me. He's with you all through the trials and tribulations. He's actually saying he never leaves us nor forsake us. And the same thing with pregnancy, they so much exemplify birthing in the spirit and natural birth. You go through some hard times. You go through some pain. You go through some discomfort. You go through some difficulties. But it's all going to work. Well, I guess when I can believe in my heart, when you saw your baby, because I had two kids, when you saw your baby, when he came forth and you looked into his face and you said to yourself, it was worth it all.
Absolutely.
It was worth all the pain.
Yes.
It was worth all the discomfort.
Yes.
It was worth, even in the vision, it was worth all the things I went through. It was worth all the criticism. It was worth all the doubt saying that you couldn't do it, you can't
yes.
do it. God won't allow you to do it.
Yes.
It'd be when it come to full fruition, that baby came out and you say, oh, my God.
Yes.
All the pain.
Yes.
All
yes.
the suffering.
It was worth it.
Yes. I turned it all.
Yes.
Same thing with our vision. I heard the song. You say, I'm coming out. God is
yes.
saying that to people that listen. God's to bring you out. If you can hear and listen to the words we've spoken today, God is about to bring you out. Donna Ross said, I'm coming out. God said, I'm bringing you out. Come on, take hold of my hand and let me take you out. Come on, and lean not to your own understanding. Let me bring you to the place you're supposed to be in. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's worth it all when you suffer for Christ. Do all that because you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for a ministry that he felt confident that you can hold, a ministry that he felt that he called you to, that I know, God said, I know, I see the end of the beginning. She's going to be a success. She's going to do just what I call her to do. She's going to touch the lives that I call her to touch. She's going to walk in next season and be fruitful. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah, man. That is just so powerful. I'm telling you, that's powerful. And, you know, one of the most powerful things that you said, it goes back to once we give birth to the thing that we've been carrying for so long, we then realize all that other stuff, it just doesn't even matter. I remember when mm-hmm. I had given birth to my son, and I remember that I had gotten sick, and as I stated, I had gotten gestational diabetes, and they
mm-hmm.
found things in my system. And after all that, and I went through the weight gain and things that just did not feel so nice. But even though I went through all that, once I was able to have that thing that I was carrying around with me, once they were able to put him in my arms, once I was able to look at him in his eyes and be able to see my baby, this is the one that I love, and this is the one that I've been anticipating on his arrival and expecting his, you know, the transition from my belly into this world. And once all that took place, woman of God, and I was able to have him in my belly, I have him out of my belly, I'm telling you, everything else didn't even matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. And so one of the things that we just want to encourage you with, even on today, as we have now come to the ending of this show, is to remember that you may be having to go through some things right now as you're carrying the thing, the seed, as you're walking and you're, you know, you're getting bigger and all those things. But just remember this. Once you give birth to what it is that you've been carrying, in the end, you that it was all worth it. It was all worth it. And so, Prophet Jenkins, I'm looking forward to this next month that we have coming up. We're going to be talking about birthing. One of the things that we have at harvest time right now that we are celebrating, we are in the process of celebrating the summer of manifestation. And so we are celebrating that this summer God is going to be doing some mighty things, and God is going to be perfecting some things. God is going to be opening the door to some. God is going to be giving breakthrough to others. But ultimately, God is going to fulfill his promise to his people. And we are just trusting God that this summer is going to be a great summer. This is the summer of manifestation. And so, Prophet Jenkins, I just want to encourage everyone that does not have my book, make sure you go to Amazon.com. look on our Facebook page. We are getting some new hours for the Prophetic View television show. We are switching our days and our hours. That's because some things are changing with the show. I normally would have my co-host, which is Prophetess Christina Lockett. So Prophetess Lockett has gone on to do some other things. So we're going to be changing up the show just a little bit. So I'm going to still be with you, and we're going to be there back with you shortly. We're just doing some changes right now to the vision of the show, the way you see things, all of that. So just stay tuned, and we are looking forward to what God is going to be doing for you through the Prophetically Speaking Radio broadcast and as well as the Prophetic View television show. But listen, we got to get out of here now. We want you to know that we love you, and we're going to be back here with you again on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. Prophetess Jenkins, I'm signing out. I love you, and I'll be
love talking you.
To you again next Tuesday, 3 o'clock. Get ready to give birth. Amen. Have a great day.
Amen.